It's 26 minutes to nine. Time we got some sports news from Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Aston Villa and Southampton playing out a 1-1 draw in the Premier League last night. Gabby Agbonlahor opened the scoring for Villa on the half hour, but Nathaniel Clyne equalised 9 minutes from time. The Saints remain second in the standings, but they're now 6 points adrift of Chelsea. Villa are 16th. They're without a win since mid-September. Their manager is Paul Lambert.
There's no easy game in the Battle of the Premiership. Every game's tough, and all the games you have to earn the right to win a game. As Southampton probably found it as well coming here, and everybody thought they would turn us over. But this league is unforgiving, so you've got to go and earn it.
It's back to the Champions League this evening. Manchester City host Bayern Munich. City in a pretty poor position. They're bottom of Group E. They have just 2 points from 4 matches, and they will be eliminated if they fail to win tonight and either CSK, Moscow or Roma win in the other group match. A win tonight for Chelsea would see them qualify for the next phase with a game to spare. Chelsea are in Germany. They face Schalke, who are now managed by their former manager, Roberto Di Matteo. I'm joined on the line by RTE analyst Ray Houghton. Good morning to you, Ray. Ray, City have never progressed beyond the last 16. Is this going to be another disappointing season for them?
Could be. If you look at their form in the competition so far, Darren, that looks that way. You know, the loss to CSK last time out at home, which everyone was expecting a comfortable win for them. And they've got to virtually win the last 2 matches, you know, and that's going to be very, very tough for them because the confidence isn't quite there with them.
I'm just looking through some stats this morning, Ray. City have spent £750 million sterling on players since 2008. What's gone wrong for them? Why can't they turn that sort of investment into success in Europe?
Well, that's a very good question, and even the players are questioning themselves at the moment. I read some quotes from Sami Nasri saying, you know, with the amount of money that's been spent, the wages that the players are on, you've got to say that they've got world-class players, but they're not playing in that manner. It seems to be that in the Barclays Premier League, they're fine. They've won it twice in the last 3 years. But when they go into Europe, they just don't know how to win. Maybe tactically they get it wrong, the formation that the manager's been playing. You know, he's been very bullish playing with two up front. But there are occasions when you have to adjust to the opposition that you're playing. And it doesn't come much tougher than playing against Bayern Munich. And Xavi Alonso said, you know, regardless how much money that you've spent, it is about bringing in the right personnel. It isn't all about mathematics, you know. It's about players who you believe can actually make your club better. And you've got to say, in the last couple of years, maybe the buying power or the players that have come into Manchester City haven't been of a good enough quality.
And will they do it tonight?
Well, you know, you never know with them. They have beat Bayern Munich before. You know, they went over to Munich last season and beat them. You got to say that maybe with, you know, one or two problems that they've got, Munich's already qualified, it could be a little bit easier. So you never know. Yeah, you never know with them.
It's a make or break week for many clubs, and Liverpool, one of your former clubs, are among those teams needing to win tomorrow night. They play Lugarets. How fragile or vulnerable are they at the moment?
Liverpool are very vulnerable, and their form in the Champions League has been very poor. You know, if you go back in all the games, the 2 defeats to Real Madrid, you know, the defeat to Basel where they played poorly, you know, they beat Ludogorets where I think a last-minute goal, and they weren't very convincing in that game either. So, you know, when you take that into consideration, they've not been very good at all. And this is a must-win game for them tomorrow evening. I mean, I was at the game Sunday against Crystal Palace, and once again, their confidence looks fragile, you know. When they went 1-0 up, you were really expecting them to push on. They didn't. And when they conceded the second goal to Palace, heads dropped, and that was a worrying sign. And Brendan Rodgers has to get his team selection right for tomorrow night. But it's a hugely important game for Liverpool season. It's a game they have to win. I think anything less than that will be a disaster for them. So there's a pressure on whether the players can handle that.
And is there any particular one reason, Ray, why they find themselves in this situation?
Well, the players that have brought in haven't quite worked, and having lost Luis Suarez to Barcelona was a massive blow for them. Haven't really replaced that. You know, they brought in Balotelli and Ricky Lambert, and in fairness, they're not the quality of Luis Suarez. And obviously, Daniel Sturridge has been out for quite some time with an injury, you know, and he's another huge loss for them. But, you know, it might mask a deeper rooted problem at the club, and that is, you know, you scout these players, you bring them in, you do your due diligence that way, and you hope that they're going to be the right players for you. But sometimes, you know, when you go to a big club, the pressure's too much and the players don't shine, and that looks like it's happening at the moment. But they're young, these players can come back. But Liverpool need a couple of really big performances coming up in the next few weeks. obviously once against Ludogorets tomorrow, and against Basel when they played the last game in this group stage.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. A couple of interesting nights ahead in the Champions League. In cricket, the Australian cricketer Phil Hughes is in a critical condition in hospital after being struck by a ball in Sydney this morning. He collapsed after the ball appeared to hit his helmet in a domestic match. Hughes was taken to hospital where he's undergone surgery, but there's a lot of concern for his well-being. Peter Lawler, a senior sports writer with the Australian, was at the game.
It's one of those things you see on a cricket ground. Short ball, Hughes went to book it. It appeared to hit him in the helmet. Looked stunned. He put his hands on his knees, just his head down. We assumed he was going to shake it off. And then he just fell in sickeningly into the pitch. His hands didn't come out. He made no effort to break his fall. And then we knew it was pretty serious.
In Gaelic games, Kilkenny goalkeeper David Herity has decided to retire from inter-county hurling, won five All-Ireland medals with his county. Betty Coulter has also decided to call it a day with the Down Footballers. One of the outstanding attackers in the game, scored 18 championship goals in a 15-year career. Finally, Katie Taylor will return to Ireland today following her latest gold medal win at the World Championships in Korea. The five-time champion due to arrive into Dublin Airport shortly before 6 o'clock.
Darren, thank you very much.